exposing the hate and exploring the love. This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
Hola, this is Sienna Leia, inviting you to join me tonight as we navigate through the seen and the unseen, explore external and internal realities, expose on-world and off-world agendas, discover a path to joy and freedom. Now, join me as we illuminate the Shadowland and reclaim our birthright as free and sovereign beings. Good evening, everyone. This is Sienna Leia with Illuminating the Shadowland, and this is episode 19, Blinded by the No Longer with Cameron Day. Cameron Day is a teacher and wayshower who I resonate with very deeply. He sees through the layers of the artificial construct and has real tools to help people reclaim their sovereignty. His website is ascensionhelp.com. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thanks, Sienna. It's good to be here.
I am so forward to this conversation in that I do truly respect the journey that you're on and the level of truth that you're living, exploring, and speaking out to the world. And as we were talking a little bit before we began, we're going to dive into a lot of solution-based conversation here. I know that you've given a series of interviews of late, and we can refer people to your website where they can dive deeply into your past history and into much more into the theory, although we are going to start with that too. So let's just jump right into this, Cameron. Can we break down what is the false light and what is the false dark in your understanding?
Sure. And like you said, there's a lot of background for this on the site, so I won't rehash everything, but in a nutshell, the false light and false dark are controlling constructs within a larger controlling construct that the Gnostics referred to as the corrupt demiurge. Now, I do depart quite a bit from the remaining Gnostic writings that are in existence. We only have a fraction of what they actually wrote and knew and understood. So as a modern day Gnostic, as one who desires to know and to have the access to my inner knowledge, I depart based on what I have experienced, what I have learned. So the corrupt demiurge is a being that decided it wanted to be worshipped as God or as the source of all creation and all life. And it recruited beings that would also have an interest in being worshipped to some extent. Of course, they would all have to be subordinate to the corrupt demiurge, but they came to an agreement and began spreading their illusions. They began weaving their spells, and they are sorcerers at the true definition of the word. They deceive through casting spells upon the minds of billions of beings and upon many planets. And so gradually they took over the reality matrices of various planets through deception, occasionally through coercion. And now this is where the light and dark continues to come from. They have a dark side that acts as the enforcers, the muscle, or the terrorists to get people afraid, so that they will then run into the open arms of the light side, who pose as protectors, as guides, as angels, archangels, or archon angels, if you will. That's what I call them. And they also pose as ascended masters and benevolent extraterrestrials and all of these things that we have been conditioned to believe in and accept through what I call the New Cage movement. And I call it that because it truly is a cage for the mind and spirit to prevent us from gaining true freedom and true sovereignty.
So what are these beings then doing with us as we enlist and invest in their paradigm, in their belief structures? What is the energetic contractual situation going on here? What is occurring?
Okay, so they are literally harvesting human energy. And the ones on the false light side, they harness the energy of worship, of adoration, of having a person look up to them and give their power away to them. Basically, whenever we externalize power to a source outside of ourselves, we are giving them some energy. And so that feeds their construct, because they need a constant influx of energy in order to even begin their project, if you will, of gaining worship. They had to step outside of the boundaries of universal law. And in doing so, in violating the basic universal law of free will, and that all beings are free to do as they choose, provided that they do not harm others, when they stepped outside of that, they cut themselves off from the infinite source of all creation. Now, that you can't ever really be cut off from it, but in a way you kind of can. And that's what these beings have done to themselves. So they're kind of stuck, in a sense. They're stuck within a rigid hierarchy. And so they need energy. They need a constant influx of energy. Now, the dark side of the hierarchy, they feed off of the lower emotions. They feed off of the fear and the hate, the greed, the anger, the lust. And in that way, they're tapping into the full spectrum, really, of human emotional energy. And it's not that any of these emotions or even the idea of, the idea of worship is problematic in general, because rather than worship, infinite source just wants to be celebrated. It wants us to celebrate ourselves as extensions of it and to celebrate the universe as a beautiful, cosmic, creative, artistic endeavor of expansion and joyful creation. Now, what the corrupt demiurge and its minions have done is to lock us into the illusion of separation, where we believe that we are cut off from infinite source. And so in that state of feeling separated, we are looking for someone or something to believe in, someone to worship, someone to give our power to, some guru, some priest, some God type being like Jehovah, who is the corrupt demiurge.
Exactly. And this is so far reaching. This goes so deep. And it is really I don't even know what the word is. Painful, disheartening, shocking, horrific to wake up. If you're listening to this radio show and this is not something that you're familiar with and you're still listening, bless you. Bless yourself. Because some part of your soul is ready to see a deeper level of your own empowerment. Because we are infinite beings we are sovereign beings. The good news about all this is that there's a huge upside to this story. We are right at the precipice of reclaiming who we are after eons of this enslavement. And I just say that to balance out, and I know you're all about that because it's very hard to give up something if we don't know what there is that we are, that's going to be there. It feels like a death to a lot of people to give up. And religion is the opiate of the, it is the biggest addiction of them all, not just age religion. I'm talking about all religion. People, you know, can starve to death. People can lose everything. But if you take away their God, they kill. I mean, most wars have been fought over God.
Yeah. And so it is important that we really emphasize the fact that by going beyond this limited false duality of the dark versus the false light, that we will go into the true light, the light of infinite source, the light of the free universe, as I call it. Because the corrupt demiurge has only taken over a tiny portion of creation. It's only taken over a number of solar systems. When, while it has carved out a sizable little empire for itself, it's still very minute. And in the free universe, all beings have the awareness of their connection to Source. And they operate in their lives as extensions of Source. So that knowledge, that awareness is always present. And it's hard for the human mind to even conceive of what that's like, because we've been essentially deprived of that awareness. We've had that illusion of separation clamped down around us. But if you can imagine entire civilizations, entire planetary cultures developing based on the awareness of their interconnectedness and their connection to Source, just imagine how harmonious, relatively speaking, that these societies are. Just imagine how generous, how prosperous they are. Imagine that they won't have need for things like money because they understand that all are part of the whole that exists on their planet, and that they are connected to the planet, they're connected to each other, and that the good fortune or misfortune of any being is the good fortune or misfortune of another. And so in the free, and it's incredibly beautiful. And so in the free universe, there are many beings who were unprepared for the corrupt demiurge. They have since mounted a response, and the responding team is what I call the forces of divine source light. And these beings are not,
yes.
Yeah, they're wonderful beings to have on your side. And they are non-hierarchical. They absolutely refuse any form of worship. They do not call themselves angels at all. The concept of angel is a demiurgic concept. It's a hierarchical concept. These beings are non-hierarchical from the forces of divine source light. They will always remind us that we are the same as them, that we come from the same source. In fact, I had a client just recently who had an experience with a being from the forces of divine light. And that is what the being told her, that we are the same. We are from the same source. That was the message.
Now, and does that mean that they're not going to intervene at all? I mean, I've heard that there are, that Fukushima is about to get a whole lot worse, for example. Would these beings intervene if there is a mass extinction event in the Northern Hemisphere?
I have not asked them that. Now, it's important to understand that our embodiment is an extension of our true self. We are extensions of Source. Source extended itself into the universal prime creator, which extended itself into the various galaxies, which extend themselves into the stars and the planets, which extend themselves into, we'll call it physical form, and in our case, the human form. And so we are extensions of our infinite self here in these bodies. And as wonderful as it is to have these extensions, it isn't the sum of who we are. Now, my understanding is that there will not be a mass extinction event, that they have wrestled enough control away from the demiurgic beings to prevent the next destruction cycle that the demiurgic consciousness has inflicted upon this planet numerous times, and on humanity, of course, along with it. So that's the best answer I can give you there, is that the mass extinction cycle will not proceed again. And so they are intervening, but they cannot fight this battle for us. Rather, they support us in becoming sovereign so that we can defeat these oppressors. And we defeat them within ourselves. See, the battleground is within our own minds, within our own hearts. And the battle really is becoming free from the illusions and from looking at each illusion as it is, looking at things as they truly are, rather than how we want them to be or how we've been told that they are. Because truly, nearly everything that we have been told in one way or another is either a deception or a limited truth designed to support the deception.
Well, now, all over the alternative media, and even bleeding through now into mainstream media, we have whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork everywhere, exposing so many pieces of the corruption and the lies and deception. And in one way, this is absolutely what needs to happen so that we can see and awaken and get our power back. And the other way, it seems to be used to continue to feed our terror, our helplessness, and to make it seem that they are so powerful and they have so much going for them that some kinds of huge events are going to transpire that are going to make toast of huge portions of us in our environment and our world. And so I wanted to talk about that, that the cutting edge between the disinformation and the empowerment, and if that makes sense.
It does. Because what's occurring is a massive revelation of truth.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the Book of Revelation was a fascinating psychedelic mushroom trip, but it doesn't mean that that is what's going to occur word by word. Rather, it's occurring more at a metaphorical level, that these truths are coming out, that the dead are coming back, meaning that the skeletons that have been hidden in the closets of the controllers are coming out. The pedophilia of the Catholic Church is being revealed in multiple ways, one after the next. The corruption at all levels in the governmental so-called authority is being revealed. And the purpose, the ultimate purpose of that, is so that we can recognize that there is no such thing as external authority, and that all ideas of external authority are archontic demiurgic illusions. That the truth is that we can only govern one being, and that is ourself. We can't govern anyone else. We can't tell them what to do. We can only use righteous defensive force if a being is attempting to harm another. We can, in that instance, then we can intervene. That is universal law. Now, as far as the spin doctors coming in and taking those truths, those revelations, and spinning them in such a way so that it seems as though they are all powerful, that is to be expected. We have to expect that because that's how they operate. That's their ultimate power, is to convince us that they are the ultimate power, when the truth is that it's our belief in their power, our belief in their lies and illusions, that grants them power. We are the power that fuels their control. And when we recognize that, when we take our power and energy back from them, then their empire begins to crumble. And that's what's happening now. Their empire is crumbling, and they're doing everything they can to shore it up, to patch up the holes in the walls.
Yes, and it's on so many of our hearts. Like, what's going to happen? Are they really going to create World War III? Is there going to be a mass extinction? Is all the fuel rods going to blow and you have to underground? Are they going to collapse the economy? Some days I get swept up in it with everyone else, and other days I feel, you know what? I don't think any of that's going to happen. What if we are so powerful that as we take back our soul force, enough of us now that they have nothing to, they have no fuel left, and it's all smoke and mirrors. And this is, I think, why do they let Alex Jones and even here, Truth Frequency and all these horrific, yes, we have to see the whole ugly truth, but why haven't they shut it down, for example, which they could have done? Because they want us to hear all this stuff. And just, I sometimes, where is the truth between that? What is the line? How powerful are we? Are we looking at all the preppers and all the preparedness? I mean, this is something that's in all of our hearts, and I just kind of want to know your take on it, Cameron, if you wouldn't mind.
So that's a big range of topics there. But
I know. Do you think a lot of these endgame scenarios are going to play out in the next few years? I guess that would be the consolidation of
all that. Yeah, I think what they do for the most part is they play them out in consciousness. They get enough people to believe in the scenario and to give it energy, and that continues to give them fuel. I know that they are attempting to make these scenarios occur. They are attempting to, and they may be successful to varying degrees in some of their plans. But what is working against them is the awakening process, is the influx of truth, of the true light, so that we can see through the false light and we can see through the darkness as simply a tool for the false light. We can see through the machinations and realize that they are simply attempting to scare us into compliance. They're attempting to scare us into believing that they are all powerful and that they will achieve all of these nefarious agendas. And so there are some who purport to expose various truths who are actually serving that agenda, whether they are consciously aware of that or not. So it is very important that we take in the information, but then we process it through our inner knowing. We process it through our heart, through our true divine inner self or the higher self. And we come to a deeper understanding of what's going on and why it's being done. And the majority of the time, the information that's being pushed by those who are in fear or pushing fear is to do just that, is to inflict fear upon your mind so that you are a food source for the demiurge. And so the wise thing to do at that point is to break free from that and to recognize, okay, this is their plan, but I'm not going to be afraid of it. I'm going to take some logical, rational measures to buffer myself, my family, my friends from harm should they manage to create such a scenario. And then I'm going to put all of my focus and my energy into the type of world that I want to experience, the type of world that I want to co-create with others. And so that process of co-creation depends on us knowing better. It depends on us knowing what we really want, working towards that, taking action towards that, holding that vision in our mind and in our hearts, and letting that vision inform our actions, inform our relationships, our methods of communication with each other. And in that way, we will actually build the alternative to the insanity that is controlling these beings. Because the so-called governmental authorities don't have any power except for what we give them. And so also on a physical level, as above, so below, on a physical level, when we withdraw our consent to be governed by the government en masse, then they will cease to have any power or authority. Because the only authority that they have is what we have given to them, what we have been indoctrinated to believe that they have. And once we undo that indoctrination, withdraw our power from them, and put our energy into a co-creative system, a non-hierarchical system that seeks to empower everyone, that seeks to engender the betterment of all beings, not just a few, not even half, but every single being, every single human, every form of life. When we seek to be in balance with life, with nature, in harmony with universal law, when we build that system, the old system will look like exactly what it is. It will be revealed for what it is, which is utter insanity and depravity.
Amen. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Wow. Yes. I just want to let that sink in to all of us right now. That is so, so powerful. And we need to believe it. We need to believe we have that force within us. We're going to break right now. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in just a very few minutes. The second half with Cameron Day. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promised to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III.
And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting.
So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio, right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN, worldwide.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sienna Leo, illuminating the shadow land on the Truth Frequency Radio Network, and I'm here with my guest, Cameron Day. Cameron, I would like to dive into the second half hour asking you this question. Can you talk about the difference between belief versus knowing?
Yes, and this is a really important topic. When we believe something, it's because someone has told us that that's how it is. And because we have given that person some of our power due to them perhaps being an authority figure or even just in our mind, somehow an authority on a topic, we take in what they have told us and we believe it. But that means that we don't actually know. We simply have an idea that has been handed to us and we accept it. We believe in it. And so the difference between belief and knowing is massive. It's the difference between having been handed something versus having experienced something and come to your own conclusion, your own knowledge based on that experience. So when you know something, nobody can convince you of something else. But if you have a belief system in place, then you can be convinced of something else because the belief isn't rooted in knowing.
And so clever, yeah.
And so to truly know something, it has to come from within. And I keep harping on that. It's very important that the knowledge comes from within. Now, of course, it is important to be flexible and what we think that we know, because most of what we think we know is based on beliefs. And so getting down to the root of why we think what we think, why we think we know what we know, that can also be a very illuminating process. It's a path of liberation in many ways. Because when we realize that we don't know very much, and that when we do know something, that it always will lead to more knowledge, to more wisdom, to more experience. So that even though I have certain things that I know based on experience, I also know that my knowledge is very small compared to what is possible to be known. And so that is an important aspect. It's part of being humble to know that, you know, we don't know everything, very, very far from it. And even any wise person will tell you that they know enough to know that they know very little. But a truly wise person believes in very little. And if they don't know something, they won't believe in it necessarily. That's huge. That is very important. There's a tremendous campaign being waged upon our minds and hearts to believe in various things, to believe in the external authority that should govern us, that should rule us, whether that external authority is Jehovah or an angel or whatever you want to give that power away to. When we simply acknowledge that, you know what, I don't know that. I don't know if that's true, and I'm not going to believe in something that I don't know. So what I'll do is seek to know. I will seek within myself to find the answer or to have the experience that will give me the answer to this question. And so I never, ever want anyone to just believe what I say. I want you to check with your inner self, your higher self. I want you to know for yourself what is true. Just because I sound like I know what I'm talking about doesn't mean you should believe me. In fact, I would encourage everyone listening to examine and jettison all beliefs and operate from what you know and seek to expand what you know instead. And by doing so, you become sovereign. A sovereign being is one who does not have a ruler. And so rulership, authority, is a belief. It's a belief system that has been imprinted upon us. So when you jettison belief systems, you jettison external authority and you respond only to your internal divine guidance. And I say divine, and I mean it, because the truth is that we are all extensions of that infinite source. And even though some of those source extensions have gone on this bizarre little tangent of creating the demiurgic control grid, technically they are also source extensions, but they have cut themselves off. It's almost as if your hand had rebelled against you, chopped itself off, and then crawled away like something out of a horror movie. That's kind of what these beings have done to themselves. And so, in a sense, I have pity for them, because they are inflicting belief systems, and they can only exist through inflicting belief systems upon the minds of others. So they are afraid, constantly afraid, of us regaining our sovereignty, of us jettisoning belief systems, returning to our inner knowing, and becoming truly sovereign.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. And there's so much that comes up just listening to you say that, because with this whole the mind knows better than the feelings, making the feelings and the intuition and the body wisdom, demonizing it for a very, very long time under this patriarchal or dominator culture rule. It was very cleverly, systematically made us fear ourselves. And then, you know, here I am in South America, in Ecuador. Of course, the conquistadors came down here. This is a brutal, horrible taking of these people from their indigenous roots. And this is the trauma-based mind control aspect, of course, that at the moment when people were severed from their soul connection, it was with such violence that to come back online with it is very frightening and very intimidating. And I see these people just and all over this world in different ways, through different historical stories that play out, just fight desperately to keep their oppressors in charge of their psyches.
Yeah.
How do we get out of this?
Yeah, and that is a significant part of the trap, where we are, again, we have these belief systems inflicted on us, but it really comes down to gaining freedom through recognizing that we are sovereign. And it's a slow process. It does not happen overnight. It's a process that I am still on. This is a journey that I am still on. I have not reached any final destination, nor would any being of true awareness claim to have done so. So
I would trust you much more for you saying that, rather than trust you less.
Right. And that's a sign that you are on that same path of inner freedom. You see, the very notion that any one being knows everything or knows what's best for another being is deeply flawed. Now, I can maybe give you some advice, but see, the way that I work when I'm doing a session, whether it's counseling or energetic clearing, I am tuning into your inner self, your higher self, and I am listening for what your inner self is going to suggest, and then I will vocalize that. Now, of course, my goal with all of my clients is to get them to where they are hearing that voice, nice and clear, because it's a very soft voice, and it's not even in words. The inner self communicates through feelings, through symbols, through packets of condensed information, where you, and I'm sure everyone has had this experience if they've spent any time even just relaxing or meditating, or when you're, even if you're, sometimes when you're in the shower and suddenly you get this huge flash of insight where a mass of information and awareness and connecting of dots suddenly flows into your mind, and all of these perceptions become clear to you. Well, that came from your inner self. That's how it communicates to you. It doesn't sit you down and say, okay, listen, we need to have a chat. You're doing this, but you need to do that instead. it's not a tyrant. It's not a dictator. It's the foundation of who you truly are. And I tell people constantly that who we think we are is not who we are. We are not the single lifetime. This single lifetime is an extension of our greater self, and we are that greater self. So you can think of yourself in this lifetime as the hand of your greater self that is reaching into physicality in order to accomplish certain ends. Now, for each person, that's going to be different, but for most people that are still tuned into this show, it's going to be something generally related to bringing the truth into this world, to bringing forward a new type of life, a different way to live, or actually, I shouldn't call it new, it only seems new, but we could call it the original intent for how to live, which is to live via the informed awareness that we are all interconnected and connected with Source. And so for those that are experiencing the fear of breaking out of the system, I will tell you that it's okay to be afraid. Just push through that fear, take action, and take your power back from that fear.
Yes. It's said that where the fear is, walk towards it, because that is where your highest growth is where your deepest growth is. I want to know your understanding of ascension. We're not rising up into 5D and into heaven. What do you see ascension actually being?
I view ascension as the restoration of ascended consciousness. I view ascension as the process of freeing the mind, the heart, the soul from limited thought, feeling, and expression. So that each individual person, when they are extended into physicality, or when they have withdrawn from physicality, that the being knows that it is free, that it is sovereign, and that it is connected to the infinite source of all creation. So there's no need, there's no need to escape necessarily. We're not trying to get off of this planet. This planet is a divine extension of Source, and we are all fortunate to be with her on this journey. The only thing we need to escape from is the prison within our minds. And so it doesn't require us moving into another dimension, although we will become more aware of those dimensions and able to exert our will within those dimensions and densities that are interpenetrated with this one. There isn't really any separation. There is only illusions of separation, and there are gradients of experience. And so this is one gradient of experience here in physicality, but we still exist in the other gradients. We are still extending ourselves through each of those different gradations into this one. And so we exist on all levels of creation. We exist on all levels that there are levels to exist upon.
So we say we have free will, but in this situation of being tied to the artificial construct or the corrupt demiurge or the archontic intrusion or the reptilian agenda or the one world order or the Illuminati takeover, all of it, where is our free will? And are you talking about that ascension being inherent in reclaiming a free will that allows us to be truly multidimensional beings that have mastery of choice eventually.
Yes, correct, eventually. And because that is our true state. That is the state that we belong in. And all of the things that you have mentioned, which are really emanations of the same thing, all those different control grids, their purpose is to keep us from that inner power that we really have, so that we end up directing that inner power into their creations, so that we do the energy supply for their creations. Now, that actually brings us to a topic that I do want to address, which is creating reality and how the idea that we create our reality has become distorted. Now, within this construct that we exist in, whatever environment we exist in, the boundaries of that environment define for us how we will express ourselves, how we will create. And in physicality, there are certain limitations. There are certain restrictions. There is the concept of time. There is the concept of being restricted to a physical form and expression. And so while we are co-creators with our true self, we're co-creators with each other, with planet Earth, we have a, we could call it a nefarious co-creation going on through these various control grids that are usurping our free will to create for ourselves. They're usurping that free will and putting our energy that we give to them into their own creation. So the idea that whenever anything bad happens to us, that it's our own fault because we created it, that's a limited understanding. It's only a partial truth. The greater truth is that we had help in creating that. We weren't the only ones creating that for ourselves. That the beings that were feeding off of the negative emotions that were triggered from that experience were part of that creative process. So we are the creators, but we have allowed this parasitic co-creation to occur. That means then...
Bring us to Halloween. Okay, go ahead. Finish your idea.
Sure. Just one last thought on that. So that means then that to truly create our reality, we need to remove the parasitic co-creation from the equation. And when we do so, then we will be creating our reality as co-creators with humanity, with the beings of the free universe, with the planet herself, with the sun. There is no separation. We have to realize that we are connected at all times to the entirety of the universe and the source. And so it is always a co-creative process. There is not simply one individual saying, I will create for myself this thing, and it will exist in isolation from all other things and all other experiences. We have to understand it's always about co-creation, relationship.
That's huge, because that is one of the big New Cage movement beliefs. And wow, what a sabotage, because it's just very subtly disempowering while it's pretending to totally empower.
Yeah, they're really, you have to give them credit. You know, they're really good at doing that exact thing of disempowering you while pretending to empower you.
That is the whole deal right there. And it's so hard when we have been held down for so long. We are so jonesing to be empowered that we just jump on, you know, we just head to Donkey Island right there with Pinocchio so many times. I mean, I do it too. We all do it.
Oh, we've all been there. Absolutely. You know, and that's how the false duality of the dark and the light teams from the Demiurge work. The dark team holds down and represses so intently that when the light team shows up, we go running to them with open arms.
That's the deal. Really, it's just so much. People have been so oppressed for so long. It's been such a rough ride that when that wonderful, oh, we're saved, you know, it's irresistible unless we decide we really want to be free. I mean, when we really wrap ourselves around that, when we really get that's even an option, then it's game over. From my experience, it's game over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's still layers to penetrate after that. But yeah, when we realize that, okay, there's all this deception, but the truth is that I can be free and that I actually always have been. I've just believed for a while that I wasn't. I believed for a while that I was cut off from source and that I had to submit to authority. I believed for a while that benevolent ETs were going to come and save me from the government or from the dark side. But in reality, that any ET that shows up to be our savior is simply another level of enslavement, because the beings from the free universe, the beings that form the response team known as that I call the forces of divine source light, they are not going to simply show up and hand us technology and gadgets and solve our problems for us. What they do for us is to empower us so that we can take care of those issues on our own.
Yeah, and that seems to be coming to a theater or a holographic reality on planet Earth soon, right? The big save with the Vatican seems all... Didn't they come out a year ago saying the ETs are our friends? They don't have original sin. And it does feel like we're getting set up for things getting a whole lot darker and then for the big save to come. And most people on the planet, I think, are going to jump all over it still.
Most of them will. And, you know, the thing is, we're going to have to walk into that trap in order to get out of the trap. That's one reason why myself and many others are banging this drum of sovereignty, eliminating the false duality of the dark versus the false light, so that there will be a core of people who will see through instantaneously, see through the deception, and will be telling others as much as possible what's going on. And then the rest of humanity will eventually catch up, should they spring that trap. Now, there is, of course, the possibility that we will preempt that we will circumvent their ability to pull that scam off. They are behind on their agenda. Like all large projects, it is overdue. It has fallen behind on schedule. And so, you know, had they been able to pull this off 10 years ago, it would have been a slam dunk. Now, however, outcome is not assured. There is enough of the truth of the true light is breaking through that the outcome is questionable for them.
Hallelujah. I keep using all these religious phrases. Hallelujah. Oh, well, we just have a couple more minutes with this hour. Cameron is going to be joining us in following Friday for a second hour, and we are wanting to dive into solution. We know that these programs and the addiction to belief and the addiction to the false saviors, and it's just so deep inside of us. And I really do, in our second hour with you, Cameron, want to dive into ways that people can find the roots of these contracts and the aspects of the demiurge that live inside of them as themselves, and find a way into this whole different connection with the organic, authentic essence of themselves. And I know that your website is full of incredible free information. And I would like you, in our remaining couple minutes here, to tell our listeners how they can get to that information as well.
Sure. Well, the website again is ascensionhelp.com, ascensionhelp.com. And it's actually built around these solutions. It's built around energetic clearing. It's built around, first of all, connecting with your higher self and bringing your higher self back into your body. Now, if I have enough time, I'll just address that really quick. Maybe we'll talk about it more in the next hour, but
we're going to have to. Yeah, we have about a minute left.
Okay, so we'll touch on that in the next hour or for those listening live next week. But along with that, or after that, once you're reconnected with your true authentic self, then we get into greater levels of connection where we connect into the core of the Milky Way galaxy. We connect with that intelligence and we recognize that we have always been connected to it, as well as with the intelligence of Mother Earth. Then we begin working on the mind. And first we address the ego and we put the ego in its proper place, which is a little assistant, a little helper, a little tiny GPS. Then we move into reclaiming energy that we have given away to external sources. Along with that, we give back all projections that we have taken on through what I call an energy refund. Then we go deeper into what it means to peel the layers within the psyche, what it means to get through the programming so that we can truly live and embody our divine inner self.
Beautiful. Perfect timing. All right, we're going to close now. We will be back next Friday with Hour 2, and we are going to dive into Solution with Cameron Day. Thank you so much, Cameron, for who you are and this incredible information. It's so very, very vital to all of us. Love to all of you. Good night.